Good morning, MGTOW men. What an interesting day. There's a now, as far as I'm concerned, the Hitlerites, as well as the Jews, well, I think there's a lot of sort of pro-fucking Nazi people who are just fucking idiots, you know, who lie and bullshit and exaggerate the truth and, essentially distort what was already, in part, a very distorted kind of view of the world, you know. And the Jews and the Hitlerites are all as bad as each other, you know. So, that being said, many years ago I had tried to read Mein Kampf, and that was a version translated by the English guy and his little team, and sort of part way through I think he died, you know. And the rest of the translation was pretty sort of fucked up, and it was a shit job of it. I mean, just because people go, oh, Adolf Hitler, oh, he's the saviour of all humanity, you know. Sometimes some of these people are really switched on. And sometimes they're just fucking idiots, you know. Looking for a bloody mental empty out, you know. And, you can pick them when you fucking get hold of them. So that they said, well, basically, Henry Ford was a supporter of Adolf Hitler. And they said that he got some of the best, you know, a goodly sized team of translators together, and they translated Mein Kampf, and they are said to have done a very fucking good job of it, you know. And many years ago, about 30 something years ago, I tried to read the English translation of Mein Kampf, and what I found was that it started off really amazing. I thought, hey, these people are using big words, you know, they've got a really amazing fucking grasp of language, you know, it's a really fucking impressive piece of work. But, you know, the more it went on, from Adolf Hitler being fucking thoroughly amazing to being, you know, a little bit repetitious and kind of, you know, and sort of, you know, this is a bit of a rut to being sort of, you know, like a raving fucking lunatic, to being sort of clinically insane, to it was an issue that the more that I read, the harder it got to read it. And the less I could read. And, you know, so, you know, I pick it up and read, say, 10 or 20 pages, and that slowed down to sort of, you know, 2 or 3 pages, and that slowed down to a page, you know, a page a week, and then it was like a paragraph or two every week or two, and then it you know, it was like one paragraph a fucking week, you know. And I have vowed and declared that that book was like, I don't know, get some molasses and try this out. Don't just go, oh, well, he said that. Rah, 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 rah. Get some fucking molasses, put it in a refrigerator till it is really fucking cold, you know, for a couple of days, and then try and drop a coin into it and see how quickly it sinks, you know. You know, so if you get like icy cold molasses, you know, that's like what it was like. It was like drowning in, you know, tying a fucking millstone around your neck and just drowning in icy cold molasses, where you sort of take fucking months to fucking drown, you know. And I officially declare it in the name of myself, Shane T. Hansen, that that was the fucking, single hands down, that was the worst book I have ever tried to read, and it's so bad I was not able to complete it, you know. It was just like, fuck, this is awful, you know. And but then, you know, I deal with everybody because I don't fucking care, you know what I mean? I do have the ability to discriminate, so if they are bona fide national socialists or whatever, I'm quite okay with that, you know, as long as they're not, you know, just obedient fucking half-wits, you know. I'm in the club too, you know. If that, you know, I want smart fucking people, not half-wits, you know. And so, you know, I ran across these, I sought out various people who had declared themselves to be, you know, that Hitler was the saviour of all humanity and all that sort of shit, you know. So I sought them out and I asked them about all the different translations and, you know, and they came out that there's allegedly several fucking, a number of different versions of the most authentic and the best German to English translation, you know, and some of them seemed a little bit far-fetched and a bit too fucking mystical. But the Ford translation, done by Henry Ford's translation team, was said to be one of the very best German to English translations. And I found an audio book of it, and that was on two DVDs, but it was, the work itself was a superb piece of work. It was really fucking good, you know. The person who read it out, just a fucking first class job, absolutely brilliant, you know. And but the problem was that the format that it was encoded in had basically become extinct, and so you couldn't get anything really to play it on, you know. So what I did is I re-encoded it at a reasonably good file audio quality, and I re-encoded the entire thing into MP3. And as far as it being on sort of two DVD sort of formats with introduction and chapter and all that sort of shit, you know, the same stuff on DVD 1 and DVD 2. I left the original stuff on from the first DVD, and what I did is I converted all the files into MP3, and then I joined all the files into a single audio file, and then I added the original pictures from the DVD set onto the new and updated thing. And so I made it MP4, you know, and then I preserved it for all posterity. Now, to actually hear it, I couldn't, the English translation, that makes suicide look like a step up, you know. That's just not the translation, but having to read it. Having to read it, it's a fucking dreadful book. You know? It sort of makes it going having. It makes sort of, you know, pulling dead bodies out of car wrecks look like a fun evening's bloody, you know, entertainment, you know? That's psychologically, it's really bad, you know? But the Ford translation audiobook, that's quite good to listen to, you know? Especially, you know, on long trips, you know what I mean? Because it goes for about 26 hours. And I think there's parts in that that are sincere and genuine, you know, Adolf Hitler's dictating to Joseph Goebbels, I think it was, in Lansdow or Landsborough, or Landsborough prison, you know. And there's parts of that which I think are genuinely fucking, you know, the life and times of Adolf Hitler, you know, what he's sort of saying, what went on, I think it appears to be fairly authentic, you know. There have been assorted historians that say, you know, when Hitler says this and Hitler says that, other records have established, you know, this is only partly true, or it's not true at all, you know. And yeah, so I've been listening to that today, in part, you know. It's quite interesting. It's quite a nice part of the day. My eyes are really sore, but you see, why I got into fucking Adolf Hitler, or Mein Kampf, was not because I'm especially, I'm not, there's things about him I really do like and that I do admire, you know, contrary to the theme, oh, Nazis are bad, oh my God, oh fuck, you know, this shit that we've been brainwashed, you know, to accept, you know, which is, oh, I've come to really fucking hate that, and I won't wear people pushing that shit, you know. And there's a million and one people running around with all sorts of ideas about Adolf Hitler. Oh, fuck, this went on and that went on and this and that and this and that, you know. One of the best books I ever read was called The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Scherer. And that was a pretty fucking impressive book. You know, that was a really good read. Because what he did is he was in Nuremberg when all the great Nazi rallies were on, you know. And so he had a personal experience of it, you know. And after the war, he went through, you know, I think he was either at the Nuremberg trials or he might have been at the Nuremberg trials and accessing all the records, or he accessed the records, you know. And he went through the Soviet War Archives, and he went through the American War Archives, and he did enormous amounts of research. And what he did is he wove, as one of my old crazy fucking AA sponsors once said, he said, World War II was one of the most documented events in history, you know? And for all his insanity, he was generally fucking right about a lot of things, you know? And yeah, so what happened, he was book smart, but he was also, as a human being, he was prone to sort of various forms of mental illness. But William Scherer, with and without his critics, what William Scherer did is he basically got enormous sort of records and drew. It's impossible to take in every fucking detail, otherwise your book is going to be like, you know, 500,000 fucking pages, you know, with a million pages as appendices. So what William Scherer did is he sort of narrated a story, but that was based upon and included the fucking records of history about what was sort of going on, what he felt were the more sort of pertinent points in the fucking history of that World War II and the Nazi movement and the politics of the Soviet Union, the Americans and the Russians, and he and he used extracts of people's diaries and stuff, you know, war records and that. So it wasn't a fairy story, it was fact-based narration sort of thing, you know. It was a really good read. And so with the rise of, with the Mein Kampf, there's no fucking way in the world I could even get through that English translation. Just, you know, it was a fucking nightmare, sort of. It was like drowning in, taking months to drown in icy cold molasses. It was a unique experience, because that's the worst book I have ever attempted to read, and I couldn't get, you know, I just saw that as tough as I was, like sort of constitutionally, I was getting down to sort of like one or two lines every week or two, And that's all I could pick up and read and just go, fuck. This is horrible. You know, and I knew with enough of that, I thought, I'm never going to be able to finish this. It's too dreadful. And, but when I recompiled Mein Kampf in the Ford translation and converted it all into MP3 and the latest MP4 sort of format, you know, stuck some new legs under it, so to speak, that's when it got interesting, because I could listen to the audiobook and view that as people going to a self-help group, and you know, Hitler was having his share, so to speak, you know. So, you know, there were points about his family of origin issues that were really sort of off the dial, you know. How he wanted to be an artist and a fucking architect, and he loved history and geography and all this other sort of stuff. And, you know, he wanted to do painting and architecture, you know. And basically, his old man, you know, basically beat the shit out of him as a kid for wanting to do that, you know. And yeah, it's a little bit heartbreaking, you know. Adolf doesn't use the words Dad punched the absolute fucking crap out of me. He uses the word, you know, Dad, you know, refused to yield in the most forceful of terms, you know. And yeah, it's quite sort of you know, basically as a kid, all Adolf ever wanted to do was paint and draw, you know. And, you know, it was so fucked at home, he ended up running away from home and living in, you know, the streets of Vienna sort of stuff, you know. And after World War I, you know, traumatised to the nth degree, I guess, you know, from all the horrors of trench warfare. He made the effort to enlist twice at the Vienna Academy of Fine Arts, and both times they said he wasn't good enough, he had no talent, you know, he lacked you know, he wasn't in with the in crowd kind of vibe, you know. So, you know, so Adolf went off and fucking, you know, his imagination was excited by National Socialism and, you know, the problems of the Jews and all this other sort of shit. And then he got into fucking, you know, what he did was he got into, oh, what's it called? Yeah, good morning, McTowman. So, when driving into the sunset, how lovely. So when Hitler went to, what a lovely sunset. I sort of hate this time of day. I don't hate it, I hate driving into the fucking sunset where the sun's sort of shining kind of down the middle of the road and you can't see fuck all. And yeah, my eyes are already tired and aching, so hello, 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 hello. Yeah. They're not giant dark sheep, possibly out on the road, they're cattle on the other side of the fence in the paddock. Hello. And so, yeah. So when Adolf Hitler went to enroll in some courses in some fine art sort of stuff at the Vienna Academy of Fine Arts, they said, "Oh, your work's not exciting enough. It's a bit sort of barren and not very good and all this other sort of, I can hardly fucking see." I said, "It's not sort of exciting enough. It's common and plain and, you know, we don't like it. You have no talent," they said, basically. "We don't have enough talent for us." So then he sort of found that the world of being a motivational speaker was a very good thing, you know. You know, and he could sort of whip crowds up into a frenzy and get everybody dangerously excited. To quote a fictitious, there's a book called The Dice Man. Now this is sort of, fuck, I can hardly fucking see. Oh God, I can't see anything. I have to sort of stick my fucking hand up because I can't see if anything's coming. That's how bad it is. Yeah, it's called The Dice Man. And there was a phase of enthusiastic fucking bullshit from the mid sort of early to mid sort of 70s and sort of where a lot of published literature came out, and it was a sort of excesses, the excess of America / gonzo / journalism / fucking sort of bullshit, you know. You know, the sort of wide-eyed going, wow, fuck, you know, take all this acid and rule the world, you know, kind of diatribes of shit, you know. And what an odd thing. Now that the road is heading north, I can see. We need much clarity as we can. Glasses off. And yeah, the spin into the Catch 22 book, not Catch 22, the Dice Man, was there's a reference in there to sort of I mean, it's just all fucking just shit, you know. And but it's an interest. That was once upon a time. That was really interesting things, you know. And but the reference was that, you know, when I won't tell the whole thing, but the thing about the FBI with their guns drawn and looking dangerously excited was a pivotal point, you know. So, you know, Hitler could rouse crowds as a motivational speaker, you know. So, you know, there's a whole heap of things going wrong, you know, and he said there's a few teachers that he really liked that inspired their imagination and got them sort of excited into a fever pitch, you know, about history and geography and all sorts of things, you know. And so Adolf Hitler from a young age had his passions, you know. And, you know, and nationalism was one of them, you know, to be a good, strong nation of the German people, you know. And studying through observation and reading and stuff, how the people sort of functioned and how to unite them as a nation and stuff, and where things were not being done right and where they were all sort of falling apart, you know. So, you know, when it came to Adolf becoming a sort of, I mean, where would we be today without him? You know? And we sort of get brainwashed. Oh, Adolf Hitler, oh, the Nazis, oh, the fucking worst things ever to fucking walk the face of the earth. But that's not my opinion based upon my experience. And there's being told in a factual way what has happened, and the Jews are outstanding and pathological liars, and so are the fucking Nazis, you know. You know, so what do I personally find admirable about Adolf Hitler? Well, if you look at his photos, especially the colourised ones, he was an absolutely immaculate dresser. Absolutely not a fucking hair out of place. He was brilliant. The cars that he got from Mercedes, I really like the sort of six-wheeled one, the Field. It's an open convertible, you know, with six wheels, two big back wheels and two front wheels, you know, or four back wheels on two axles, and I really like that car, you know, and I think if the cost of fuel wasn't an issue and it could be sort of updated and made a little bit more better, that's the sort of car, you know, I'd love to go see Australia in, you know, because you go touring in it, you know. But Mercedes has declined my question about how much would it cost to get another one built, you know? I did ask. And, because it's basically like a light truck chassis with, you know, seats for eight people, you know? But it's got good ground clearance because it's made for, you know, sort of off-road type stuff. It's wide and low comparatively. It's like a sumo wrestler, you know what I mean? There's a lot of weight down low, you know? And basically it's like a twin sort of beam sort of chassis, you know? It's not a monocoque cabin with wheels and a motor and stuff stuck in. It's everything's built on a chassis like a truck, you know? And I think that's one of the nicest cars I've ever seen in my life. I think there's not all cars, I'm not that impressed by all cars, but there's a stack of fucking really brilliant cars, and that's one that I really like amongst a whole heap of different ones that I really like, you know? But if fuel and other things was absolutely no object, I would like to have one. You know? So, Adolf scores big time on that. Despite the off sort of, geez, that's a nice sunset. Despite the often, the little mantra, you know, is of, you know, that the Jew-owned media and whatever else. I mean, the way the COVID-19 was rolled out globally in the Jew-owned media and the Jew-owned press and the Jew-owned TV stations, you know, and the Jew-owned fucking pharmaceutical companies that were manufacturing this shit, you know. Basically exterminating the people of the world. Well, yeah. Oh, fuck. You know, the whole Nazi sort of thing. Yeah, if you want to find out who runs what, you know, figure out who you can't question, you know, or talk about. So here we are, Kangaroo Land. Oh, you cuntingly cuntish thing, you know. You hippity hoppity fuckers. Yeah, so what happened was I'm actually getting quite tired, you know, like just sort of mentally, you know, losing sort of concentration, you know. Yeah, so the things I admire about Adolf Hitler is he had an immaculate dresser. He had fucking brilliant cars, you know, absolutely fantastic. He was literate. He the amount of shit people put on. Oh, he's a fucking shitty artist. He was a real fuck up. Oh, fuck Adolf Hitler can't paint for shit, you know. You know, I've seen most of his paintings. And to a degree, some of them are quite right, you know. Some of them are a bit devoid of humanity. Well, that's the paintings, you know, from World War One type stuff, where you can see where things are sort of desolate and there's no people left, you know, sort of. And but most of his art is pretty fucking good. I really like it, you know. And as an architect, people say, oh, Adolf Hitler's, you know, he couldn't design a fucking brick shit house, you know. I looked at a lot of the stuff that he's done and I thought, fuck, that's actually pretty fucking good, you know. But most of all, when he took the swastika, the hook cross, that's actually been in use for 14,000 years old, you know, the earliest example so far. You know, what he did is he took it, added a bit of colour and redesigned it, you know, and it's geometrically, it's a perfect fucking design. I don't like, you know, the English flag, you know, the cross, what is it? Because the English flag itself is composed of a lot of different parts, you know. It's a bit like the fucking, you know, the gay and lesbian flag, you know, that everybody gets a fucking standing ovation, you know. And there's a cross of there's Wales and fucking the United Kingdom and fucking Cross of St. George and all these other sorts of shit, you know, in the design. And you know, I don't hate the flag because it's English or any other shit. I just think it's a fucking crap design, you know what I mean? Whereas a Nazi swastika flag, the Nazi flag, it's symmetrical and it's balanced. And the swastika itself is based upon a 5x5 fucking grid. And one of the designs is kind of a swastika. Yeah, with the, as a geometric design, you know, it's round, there's a round piece in the centre, and it's balanced, and it's centred, and it's exact. And, as a design, you know, if, you know, if the hook cross hadn't have been, if the swastika hadn't have been tied up with the National Socialists, you know, Nazi Germany, I reckon there'd be so many people willing to fucking kill themselves to get that trademarked in their name, you know. Because it is, you know, I thought, you know, as the war progressed, I just thought, this fucking bullshit's everywhere, why don't just fuck off, you know. You know, the Nazi flags in stupendous arrays, you know. I just thought, fuck off, you know. This is bullshit. But as a something, if you were to see it every now and then, you'd instantly recognise that as the most recognisable brand in the fucking world, you know. So, as far as Vienna School of Fine Arts saying, oh, Adolf Hitler, you're a fucking dunce and you got no fucking talent, piss off, you know. Well, he sure showed them, didn't he? You know. You know. So, you know, if we sort of shit can Adolf Hitler from history, you know, you stand to, oh, the Nazis are bad, the Nazis are bad, taboo, 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 you know, then you fail to learn anything fucking worthwhile from the subject, you know. And, you know, and the other thing is that, you know, if you don't learn to see him as a whole person rather than, oh, he's an enemy combatant, he's Satan from Satan's anus, you know. He's just fucking shit from Satan's anus. You know. And you miss out on all the stuff. There's only three things that people can teach you what, you know, about life, you know. What to do and how to do it, you know. Or the middle one. The second one is, you know, how to fucking idle your time or to park it on the back burner for information or to say it's a bit of a non-event. Won't worry about this too much, you know. Or they're going to show you what not to do. You know, so, you know. Because if you say that this man was a psychotic fucking idiot, you know, in some senses of the word, I think, you know, as the war pressed on and his alleged addiction to amphetamines and all this other sort of stuff, I'd say that was true. But I wouldn't say that's the whole story either, you know what I mean? So, you know, you gotta not love everything that the guy did, but you got to admire him and respect him for what he did achieve, you know. You got to learn from people, and then when you can sort of get a fairly comprehensive idea of what this guy was like and what he was, you know, the agendas he was putting forward and how he did things, you can see that, well, one of the things I picked up was that it was, I think it was in Mein Kampf, that Adolf Hitler said, I went to register the name of the German Workers' Communist Party, but the name Communist was already taken, so I chose a German Workers' Socialist Party. You know what I mean? So all these people going, oh, Nazis are bad, or Nazis are good, you know? Oh, communists are bad, communists are good, oh, capitalists are good and capitalists are bad, and fucking just all this. No, there's people doing things, the things that people do. A lot of times there's some really good stuff in amongst it, and a lot of times there's a lot of really nasty, selfish, deceitful shit in amongst it. You know? So it's not, you know. So, you know, but if you just accept the brainwashing. Oh, the Nazis are bad, Adolf Hitler is evil, oh fuck, you know, you don't learn anything about the person. And one of the things I came up with was that despite all the fucking shit, you know, spoken about Adolf Hitler, you know, going to and for and against and all this other fucking crap, you know, in his own short life, he, whether you like it or not, or whether it was in your interests or against your interests or whatever, he achieved an incredible amount of stuff, you know. And I don't have to like, you know, do you know what I mean? It's like, they said he had no fucking talent, you know, and look at what he did achieve. You know? So if you, you know, if you accept, this is the problem, this is, if you accept the shit canning that everybody gave him, largely the Jewish media, for sure, you know. Then you miss out on all, therefore, you know, he's bad, you mustn't examine the subject, you must only listen to the rhetoric. If you can't go and get your own information and make up your own mind on the subject, then you miss out on a lot of stuff. And one of them is learning to make up your own mind based upon your own experiences, you know? So yeah, you know, there are things about Adolf Hitler that I admire tremendously. But that doesn't mean I support him. It doesn't mean I support everything he did. And it doesn't mean I support, you know, how he fucking went about a lot of things. And what sort of an outcome that he fucking achieved, you know. And this gets into sort of fractional thinking that, you know, he had some absolutely, in if you take, say, a 2-hour long movie and you take, say, half a dozen frames and a few notes out of that, you know, 25 frames a minute type movie theater sort of film, and then you say, well, like, they had this nutrition, I think it was a, I forget exactly what it was, but it was to sort of go poor for a week or some shit, you know, 1 week a month, and to eat the most basic foods of cabbage with a little bit of ham in it or something, you know, lots of cabbage soup with a little bit of ham. And what you saved on ingredients, you could donate to the party, you know, to help, you know, social programs and stuff, you know. So if you look at that, you go, well, fuck, that's a pretty noble kind of thing to be able to get a whole nation to do that sort of stuff. That's not bad. But if you look at it in the bigger picture, that they were rearming to go to war and they were screwing the people over with these bullshit sort of social engineering programs to pay for all this shit, you know, then, you know, then there's a different, that's the sort of real underlying motive and the underlying current for these social welfare programs, you know. It's not cut and dried and it's not as simple as it seems. And while it appears to be really good superficially, it's actually a pretty fucking shit sort of bit of, in my opinion, a pretty shit way to sort of control and manipulate and swindle the German people, you know? Just like all this sort of stuff, you know, the people's car. You know? You know, to sort of build and to build and to design and build the people's car, you know, the Volkswagen. And then then you find that I think when you look at the Berlin Olympics, you know, of 1936, or was it 1938, you know, that from memory, I can't recall seeing one Volkswagen car being driven around the streets of Berlin in that entire fucking movie, you know? And, so the people were swindled into contributing and raising funds for the German people's car, but the German people never got a car, but the fucking German military did, you know. Bad time of day. This is when all the kangaroos are getting busy and they're getting mobile. They're saying, oh, let's go hopping around, and when Shane drives down this fucking highway, let's jump in front of him and kill him. They kill him and ride his fucking car off. I go, oh, that's so nice. Thinking the fucking headlights don't work real good. What's wrong? The oncoming fucking, you know, the sunlight sort of shining into the face and all that sort of shit, you know, the end of the day. And Yeah, the fucking headlights weren't turned on. That's why they weren't working. God, it's so dark. It should be brighter. Flick the lights. See, like, why isn't it reflecting back off the shit on the side of the road? So, yeah, you know. One of the reports was a report by the OSS, which is the Office of Strategic Services, sort of pre-World War II and sort of early World War II. And they gathered all this intelligence on fucking Adolf Hitler and all his comrades, you know. And what they did is they were sort of nutting out what goes on in this side, this guy's head. And they were sort of predicting how they reckon the World War II would go and what the likely outcome of it was. And they said that Adolf Hitler was so fucking incompetent and so unstable that you know, the best thing is to leave him in place and he'll fuck himself up, you know. And yes, here we have the flickering lights. Is that a shrub in the way of the fucking reflectorised signpost, or is that something hopping in front of the reflectorised signpost on its way to B, A to B? Why is it flickering in and out? Is that a mob of kangaroos? Or is that a few fucking tufts of leaves on a fucking shrub? We shall go slow. So yeah, you know, and that was one of the things, if with all these people having all these fucking opinions about Adolf Hitler in all these history books, you know, I got sick of their bullshit, you know. I wanted to see what the man had to say for himself. So that's why I got into Mein Kampf. It was the English translation, sort of partially done in England, and it got fucked up. The guy died and he did a shit job and didn't understand a lot of things, you know. And the book itself was just dreadful and sort of 30 something years later, you know, I came across the Ford translation in an obsolescent format. And then So I transferred it out of, reproduced it out of a, or I converted it out of an obsolescent format and into a modern format. And had it, you know, updated and converted and all this sort of shit and made into one single MP3 in an MP4 container, so it would run both as a MP3 audiobook and also as an MP4 video, you know, a whole 26 hours worth, because I said I'm not allowing fucking stupid cunts to tell me, you know, that they are entitled to make up their own mind about anybody, you know, for me. You know, if I want to fucking have any opinion about Adolf Hitler, it'll be based upon what he had to say for himself. You know, and I admire him for the fact that the Vienna Art School said he had no fucking talent, but he produced the most internationally recognized brand name in the history of humanity on the face of the fucking earth. That was the Nazi swastika flag, you know, that emblem. And for someone who they said, oh, this guy's got no fucking talent, he's dull and unimaginative, and he's fucking boring, you know, he'll never do you any good as an artist. Well, he sure fucking had an effect on history, you know. For someone with no fucking talent, he really kicked ass, you know. So, you know, so I admire him for that, you know. I don't have to like what he did. I don't have to like the outcomes that he did, that he created. I don't have to fucking, you know, I don't have to admire his politics or anything, but, you know, he achieved a fucking lot, and he was single-minded, and he did an incredible job. It might be, some people might think it was incredibly good. Some people might think it's just fucking, you know, shit going down in history, and some people might think he's incredibly evil, you know. But it's what, you know, I came to my own conclusion about a number of things. Most people go, oh, Adolf Hitler, the most wonderful man ever to walk the face of the earth. Well, I think most of the people that are coming out that with that are just simple-minded fucking shits, you know. Pathological liars, you know, they'll just bullshit to win the argument, but when you look at what they put forward, it's all fucking crap. There are some people who are very smart, you know, and honest, you know, and you know, there are some people who are, and that both goes for the fucking, you know, the anti-fucking Nazis, and as well as goes for the anti-fucking Jews, you know. The Jews are some of the most malicious cunts on the face of the fucking earth, you know? But this is also the story of the Bible, of the Old Testament, the Book of the Jew. That's all about murdering everybody who's different, who thinks different, who does different things in different ways. And if they don't toe the line, kill them. So, you know, you want to look at the inspiration for the National Socialists, look at the Book of the Jew, the Bible. It says, you know, make everybody fall into line, and if they don't, kill them. And this has basically been the history of humanity for every fucking case, you know. You know, the Jews are not particularly original, and neither are the Nazis, who basically copied the fucking Book of the Jew. They're all cunts, you know. So, you know, you got to make up your own mind based upon the facts as you see them. Not how you want them to be, but how they are, you know. Yeah, but you got to make up your own mind about and have your own opinions based upon your own experiences. Get that education, you know. And it don't necessarily mean, you know, going to school and doing social sciences, but I mean get a worldliness, get, you know. Don't be one of these retarded cunts that they have opinions based upon everybody else. This is why I fucking hate gossips. You know, they're the scum of the fucking earth, because none of them have opinions based upon their own experiences. They just have opinions based upon what everybody else is saying, you know? And, you know, have you met that person? Have you spent time with that person? Do you know anything about them, you know? And have you exchanged, as much as you like to sit around and talk about everybody else behind their back, are you as forthcoming about what goes on in your own life as you are with what you think goes on in other people's lives, you know? You know, people who have 10 times as much to say about everybody else and nothing to say about themselves are fucking trouble, you know? Well, this is getting dark now, and I'm very, very tired, and I'd really like to stop for a drink of water and to turn this fucking camera off and, you know, get headed home. So, dear MGTOW men, I think I might just do that. Alrighty. Camera. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.